It's Thursday, July 17, and I am Leonard Vitbian with your news at 7 a.m. A cybersecurity breach involving the Oshivarongo municipality has been identified by the National Cyber Response Team under the Communications Regulatory Authority. According to spokesperson Mufaro Nesungano, the threat was detected yesterday via a trusted cyber intelligence source. Preliminary evidence suggests data exfiltration and a ransom demand from a group calling itself INC Ransom.
Given the sensitivity of the matter, NAMCET has notified the municipality and recommended immediate containment measures, including data mapping to determine the extent of exposure and the isolation of affected systems. A formal investigation has been initiated, and NAMCET will provide an appropriate update in due course.
In more cyber-related news, the International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition officially opened yesterday in Windhoek and runs until tomorrow. At the event, cybersecurity and AI expert Dr. Nashil Kasial-Esk spoke to Future Media News Angiscalls about the Scam Report Namibia mobile app, a tool designed to help combat fraud and digital scams locally.
Scam Report Namibia is an app that we are making available to the public for free. And the purpose of the app is when you download it onto your phone, you keep it as an active program. If you are the victim of a potential cyber crime, even if you're not a victim, but you are almost a victim, what the app does, it collates the information in order for us to have a view of what the pertinent crimes within the Namibian SADC space would be. It allows us to inform our law enforcement to be ready for this particular part of crime. And the second that particular crime incident is broadcast amongst the population within the app itself.
President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa has urged Shell Namibia to give clear updates on its oil project progress and indicate when production will begin, according to News on One. During separate meetings, Shell Namibia and Swakop Uranium at State House on Wednesday, she stressed the importance of transparency. Shell first entered Namibia through the failed Kudu gas project and has since invested over 1 billion Namibia dollars in 9 offshore wells, becoming the first to discover oil domestically. To South Africa now, President Cyril Ramaphosa says the government of national unity will focus on economic reform, fighting crime and building a capable state. Delivering the presidency budget vote in parliament, Ramaphosa said all departments must work together to grow the economy, reduce poverty and improve service delivery.
The national dialogue is not just about talking. Like with CODESA, like with the National Peace Accord, like with the consultation process that we all went through as we drafted our new constitution, the national dialogue is expected to produce real results that have a tangible impact on the lives of our people.
Internationally, the U.S. President Donald Trump has denied he plans to fire the head of the central bank, Jerome Powell. Trump has repeatedly drafted a letter of termination for the Federal Reserve chairman, but is now walking back claims he's planning to let him go, as our correspondent in Washington, Nick Harper, reports.
Donald Trump has long criticized Jerome Powell for not cutting interest rates quickly enough, in contrast to other central banks around the world that have been cutting rates. Recently, he's called Powell a knucklehead, a numbskull, and stupid. And in a meeting with Republicans on Tuesday, he had a letter calling for the firing of the Fed chair and asked the Republicans if he should do so. But in a meeting in the Oval Office on Wednesday, he denied that, saying, "We're not planning on doing it. It's highly unlikely." Officially, presidents cannot remove Fed officials unless there's due cause. On Wednesday, Donald Trump suggested, without evidence, that Powell was guilty of fraud. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.